Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kathy.
Giallo, giallo, gialli!
Are you suggesting that I need an exorcism?
Aliens and exorcists.
We have such sights to show you.
Oh, there she goes.
The suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering.
It's not a good possession movie unless you have a wooden Christ bleeding from the eyes.
That's right.
The witch's tit will be chopped. No, I'm not okay. I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah.
I just went trick-or-treating in your kitchen.
Don't want to eat people.
My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
Okay, Corn, how you doing?
How you doing, Corn?
I had corn last night. Corn on the cob.
Oh, God. I love corn on the cob.
And I had popcorn the day before.
Oh, well, that's more like it.
And I had popcorn sitting here earlier. Then I had popcorning. Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, stop it with your corn, lady. So we wanted to discuss here on the minicast working with narcissists, either as your superior or in your downline. And I have personally had both. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
It's old hat. Surrounded by narcissists.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
So dramatic. Okay. Part of this is just personal experience, and I don't need necessarily to always talk about it from the perspective of like, oh, I'm so smart, I'm a therapist, so I know all about narcissism. I think it's also something that affects all of us personally, and I'm not necessarily saying in my personal life, but that's happened as well. It's just that I think in the workplace, it can be very complicated because, for instance, when I've had situations where my boss was a narcissist, there are different things I had to do than if the person is working for me as a narcissist. And I would say that I'm not sure which is worse, honestly. I feel like sometimes it's worse, or I have a harder time navigating it when it's someone that's working for me. I think it's a little bit worse for me.
I would agree with that. Because yeah. I think like with bosses, you know, it's just
there's
like
tactics that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit worse. So let's just talk about the boss piece first. So we've talked a lot about the narcissism on the show, but it's that inflated sense of grandiosity, inflated sense of yourself and your capabilities, external blaming. So you're always going to be at fault. They're never at fault. A lack of early childhood mirroring. So when they aren't mirrored, when the ideas that are coming out of their mouth are different from the ideas coming out of your mouth, it's very discombobulating. And so it's inflated, right? So validating them and mirroring them is often the only way to survive. And that becomes very difficult when your boss has things that you absolutely don't agree with and you do not want to go forward. And they might either be illegal or unethical, or depending on the kind of job you have, put you in danger. Like there can be all levels of freaked outedness with this when your boss is a narcissist. And they're very prone to shaming you in public or in private, berating you, yelling at you, like all this undifferentiated rage that you don't deserve, undermining you. I don't know. What else?
I mean, you named a lot of it. I mean, there's just a lot of exploitation. There's a lot of not misassigned, but maybe, or like reassigned, like guilt, aggression, displacement.
Mm-hmm.
So you oftentimes become a canvas for all of their insecurities and shame and shit and projections. And so if you don't know what you're, I mean, it's already bad enough if you know what you're dealing with, but then you,
It's not comfortable either way.
Not comfortable. But if you don't know what you're dealing with, it can feel like an assault, like a mental assault.
Absolutely. And what I found in my experiences is that they sometimes it's narcissists or narcissism that is targeted at you specifically. And sometimes it's targeted at everyone. And so sometimes there are these situations where you feel as if they are charismatic and positive and well-liked and revered with everyone else. And then with you, they are demeaning and they spray all those projections all over you. So that's one moment. And then the other moment is that they're just like it with everyone. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.